Disclaimer: the opinions and values expressed on 22 Nothing to Do do not reflect those of the University or Spirit Live Radio. Welcome to 22 Nothing to Do. We're your hosts, Jeff and Alexis, and on this podcast, we'll be expressing our takes on sensitive topics such as religion, race, and gender.
What?
I'm kidding. Okay, you can do the real intro now.
Whoa!
Could you imagine?
Okay, we're doing the real intro. I got so scared. I was sweating. I didn't even want to make a joke about it because I was like, wow, we're going to get canceled this early.
Go for it.
Okay. Welcome to our new podcast, 22 Nothing to Do, a show about what it's like being in your 20s during the global COVID-19 pandemic. We are your hosts, Jeff and Alexis, here to tell some stories, reminisce on our friendship, hopefully make you laugh, and generally just complain about the state of the world.
Yeehaw.
Nice.
All right. Do you want to do some introductions?
So, Jeff and I had a moment right before started filming this podcast where we realized that we have been friends for, this is our 10 year, I guess.
Do we have a 10 year anniversary?
We should throw, yeah. Have you watched New Girl? No, you haven't, right?
Does that episode where she was in, like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine count?
No. But in the show New Girl, there's two best friends that have been best friends for 10 years, and they throw, like, a huge party because it's their, like, 10 year.
Yeah, that couldn't be us, bro.
Yeah, Jeffrey and I became friends because we were both super wannabe emo.
We both listen to Halsey.
Yeah, I listen to Halsey, we listen to Fall Out Boy. Who else? Panic. I mean, I still do, not Halsey. Don't start, Jeff. I still listen to, like, Panic and Fall Out Boy. But yeah, that's we became friends because we were both just super angsty. And really, looking back on it, really cringe.
Yeah, I feel like if anyone who's listening and doesn't know us, they can't see what we look like. So right now they're just imagining, like, all both of us in, like, all black attire, like painted black fingernails. Oh, fuck. Alexis has black fingernail polish.
They just imagine, like, the early 2000s, like, emo girl, like, the hair over half the face and, like, one purple streak.
They're just imagining, like, Avril Lavigne right now.
I mean, they're not far off, are they? But that is where we, I guess, bonded, because I don't think anybody else in our high school was, like, as dramatic, I guess, as we were. Do you want to tell them why we started a podcast? Or why we think, now let's do this. Why do we think we can do a podcast?
Because we think we're funny. And we have intellectual things to say. But everyone who starts a podcast thinks that, so we're no different. We're just basic.
We are no different. We just, you know, we think we're the ones that are going to make it.
Yeah. Do we have, like, a set reason for people to listen? Not really, but I think we have some interesting and funny stuff to say every now and then.
Yeah. I mean, you bring up a good point. I have nothing to say that can convince you to listen to this podcast. It is totally up to you. Even if I thought of an argument to try to get you to listen to this, I don't have one. You know, it's just Jeff and me having fun, kind of an excuse for us to talk to each other a little bit more. Like, court-mandated friendship.
Dude, that 10-year friendship story was a front, dude. This is court-mandated.
We hate each other. Oh, jeez.
All right, okay. Now that we're done talking, let's get into some COVID stuff. Let's complain about COVID.
Hey, that's what the world's been doing for the last 2 years. Let's just add to it.
But, so you're stuck in New York for the first lockdown.
Yes, I was. That very first one. I remember it super, super vividly, and my memory's not very good, but I remember this really well. It was, like, the day before the city shut down, and I was at work, and I worked at the time I worked at a bakery, and I remember talking to all of my friends there, and we were all freaking out. We were all like, you know, why are we here? Oh, sorry. I swear it already. But we were all like, why are we here? We should be at home. This is so unsafe. I really think COVID's going to be a bigger deal than anyone thinks it is. And then we had some coworkers who were like, no, it's not. Like, relax. Like, it's fine. And one of my coworkers, I remember, her brother is a cop. And she was telling me that they were gonna enact martial law that night at 5 o'clock. And I was like, what? And she told me, she was like, yeah, that's what he told me. By 5 o'clock, so I don't know how we're gonna get home, because I think my shift went until like 11 or something, which is such a stupid, like, oh yeah, I can't leave work, sorry, like I gotta sell these cupcakes. I just can't go home even though there's martial law. Obviously that didn't happen, but I remember not wanting to take the train home. So a good friend of mine picked us up in his car, and I remember we went to Chinatown and we got baked pork buns, went and picked up my roommate from her job because they were clearing out, she works in a restaurant at the time, and they were clearing out their entire fridge in anticipation of closing. Yeah. So we got like 4 bags of groceries from this like 1-star Michelin restaurant. And I had to carry all that home in the car, and then we went home, and then the city locked down the next day, and me and my roommate like did not leave for months. Like, it was woo.
Wait, but people at your work thought like the government was gonna lay down like martial law?
Yeah, they said something. She was telling me that like, as a cop, he had this insider information, and that like they were gonna shut down the city but not tell anybody. They were just going to, I have no idea why I believed it in the moment, okay, but it was, but I don't know, there must have just been a miscommunication somewhere, but that's fully, we were like, oh my god, like the city's gonna shut down, and we were right, but not, it wasn't as dramatic as we thought, you know, like zombie apocalypse sirens ringing things like that.
Yeah, I had a similar thing in Toronto. My friend messaged me. I hope she doesn't listen to this podcast. she messaged me and she was like, hey, go and buy groceries right now. They're shutting down everything. They're shutting down grocery stores too. And I'm like, I don't think they are. Like, okay, I get it. Pandemic, like we've never lived through one, so we don't really know like what to expect. But they can't just shut down grocery stores, man.
I guess you're right. They never did. So you're right.
So I don't know. I just said like Lamau, okay, and then waited a few days. I'm such a dick. I messaged her back like 2 days after, when grocery stores were supposed to shut down, and I was like, so grocery stores aren't shut down. She was like, yes, I know. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, you're awful. I can't believe you went back and rubbed it in.
I said even more. I was like, yo, like, what clown told you this insider information? Oh, and she was like, yeah, it was my best friend's dad, so not a clown. I'm like, my bad.
Do you still talk to this person?
Yes, I do still talk to this person. We are still very good friends. She forgave me.
Especially now, 2 years later, you're probably looking back like, ah, yes, what clown told you that this would be a big deal?
Yeah, maybe I should rub it in her face again.
Like, look at us. It's only been 2 years, see? It wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, I should take it easy on her. I mean, she was, like, doing it, like, genuinely because I'm her friend and she wanted to be nice and give me, like, this heads up that she, like, genuinely thought was real.
You know, I used to watch those like zombie apocalypse shows, and I used to be like, oh my god, somebody is actively telling you that something bad is going to happen and no one's listening. Like, that's so stupid. That would never happen in real life. And it absolutely it did. I had so many people. My mom was one of the first people that was like, it's going to be a big deal. And I was like, okay. And I remember she was like, go buy masks. Like, go somewhere and buy face masks. And I remember after class one day, I was like, fine, I'll go buy masks. And every store was sold out. And that was my first time that I was like, oh, uh-oh. Why are they all sold out? And Yeah, and she was like, well, because they're sold out because people are preparing. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? and then everything shut down, and she was absolutely right. And that was like, oh, I was totally one of those stupid people in the zombie apocalypse. It's like, no, it's not going to happen. Don't worry about it. Like, it's no big deal.
You've been one of the first ones infected if it was a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have been one of those first people, the one that only gets, like, 5 minutes of screen time.
One of the side characters that, like, gets killed off to show off the zombie apocalypse spreading.
Yes, exactly. I'm, like, the first one that's close to the main character that gets it, you know?
Jess is the main character.
Jess is the main... Speaking of Jess and zombie apocalypse, this is something that comes up a lot when I talk to... Jess is my roommate, by the way. And she wouldn't mind that we used her real name. I mean, I never asked her, but she's going to have to not mind. But she's my roommate. We've been roommates for like 3 years now. And she and I lived together during COVID. So we are, you know, in COVID time, we've been roommates for like 12. But she and I talk about zombie apocalypses a lot. And actually in our official roommate agreement that we drafted the first time we moved in together, there is a clause at the bottom that says...
Oh my God. No way, dude.
Yeah, I can show you. It says, if a zombie apocalypse ever breaks out, Jess protects me. Because...
Dude, that's sick.
Because I have always had the stance with zombie apocalypses, and I think you know this, that I want to die immediately. I don't want to be around for it. And Jess has the, like, will to live, let's fight for our lives kind of gusto. And so she has a bunch of katanas, and I'm serious.
No, dude.
I'm dead ass. She has like five.
Dude, you guys are chilling. Jess will just carry the team, bro.
Well, that's the roommate agreement. She has to. And so she has these five katanas, and she was like, yeah, I could protect us, and you could have a katana, and whoever came over could have a katana, and we could all just, like, you know, bunker down here and it would be fine. And I was like, okay, sure, you're gonna sign on it.
Dude, I don't know, I completely trust, like, Jess's capability of protecting you against the zombie apocalypse, but you're also in New York, which is like one of the most densely populated cities in the world.
Yeah, we would be the epicenter the same way we were for COVID. So I know, this is why I'm saying I would just want to die.
Yeah,
I don't know,
I think you have a, like, you know, a realistic, what's it called, like, mindset to a zombie apocalypse. Everyone's saying that, like, they'd survive, like, easy because they've watched a few zombie movies. Like, no, you'd be the first one to die if you say that.
I barely have a will to live now. If a zombie apocalypse were to happen and everyone I had loved turned into a zombie and I couldn't go outside and it was just danger everywhere, why would I still be like, yes, let me stay alive?
Okay, I don't know. Like, I don't know if this is a hot take, but the zombie apocalypse, like, it would be fun for, like, I'd say the first, like, 30 minutes until all of your loved ones started dying. Okay, what kind of zombies are we talking about? Are we talking about, like, the Asian zombies that can, like, sprint at you? Or the, like, Walking Dead zombies that kind of just, like, crawl?
Yo, Asian zombies are next level. Like, the Japanese, Korean, Chinese.
Yeah,
because
if it's an Asian zombie, I'm dead. Like, I don't care. Everyone's dead. There's literally no way of coming back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess that has to... How am I supposed to answer that? I don't know what disease turned these people into zombies, because I would assume that different diseases turns them into different... We're so off topic, Jeffrey.
let's assume it's like COVID, but a new variant, okay?
That turns you into zombies?
Yeah.
Well, then I assume... I scientifically speaking, from me and my super extensive science background...
They'd be crawling zombies, right?
I just think that you would retain whatever physical... attributes you already had. So, like, why would being infected make you stronger? Because strength is not a mental thing.
Yeah, because right? When people get sick, they become bedridden. Like, people will get a common cold and they just chill in bed.
So, like, I'm thinking, yeah, like, I am severely unfit now. I think as a zombie, I would still be severely unfit. I don't think that getting sick would, like, make me grow muscles and give me cardio. I don't know.
Dude, imagine. Oh, you can dream, bro. A zombie virus just makes you super jacked.
Just brolic as hell.
Peak condition.
Actually, then I would not be opposed.
Well, that took a minute.
That took a little bit, but I do want to go back.
Back to COVID. This is a fun podcast.
Back to the actual pandemic. What were you doing those? I know you went home, but what were you doing in the beginning?
Yeah, so when COVID like first, I was gonna say pulled up. Like of some guy pulling up to a party.
when COVID first dropped.
Yeah, when COVID first released in China, like I was still in Toronto and I didn't think anything of it. I had like so many concerts lined up that I was excited for. Yeah. And then the first like few COVID cases, I keep on saying pulled up, but I know I shouldn't. When the first few like cases of COVID first appeared in Toronto, I had like a concert like the next day and I was like, I'll be fine. And yeah, it was fine. And then
you went.
Yeah. It was the Steve Aoki rave.
Oh, I remember. Oh, yeah.
And then I was supposed to go to Queens for St. Patty's Day.
That's right.
And by then like COVID was already like spreading like a fair amount. So St. Patty's Day at Queens was just going to be like COVID central. Everyone was just going to bring COVID from like different places.
Yes.
And sure enough, everyone that I was living with, we were in my friend's house in Queens. And
you went?
I went.
Oh, I didn't know you went. Oh, jeez. Okay.
I hope my mom doesn't listen because I fully just said, no, I didn't go. I'm just chilling at home in my apartment being safe.
It's too late now. It was 2 years ago. She can't be mad at you anymore.
Yeah. But yeah, I stayed over at my friend's place and some other friends from other universities were staying over as well. And I think it was like a house of 15 people and literally everyone got sick.
Everyone
was sick.
You think it was COVID? No.
I don't think it was COVID because like I didn't get sick. Like maybe my immune system's like literally just built different.
Oh, please. Okay.
But I was fine for that, but I know all my friends got sick. I don't know if it was COVID or not. And then once I got back, that was when COVID, like, really hit Toronto.
Came to New York, though. Was that before or after that?
Oh, you know what? Okay, yeah, I should probably start off with that because, like, chronologically that makes more sense. But I went to New York to visit Alexis. Yeah. And that was in February. And when I came back, I was so unbelievably sick. And my roommate was also, I don't know if I gave it to my roommate at the time, but my roommate also like agreed with me. This was the most sick either of us have ever been.
Oh, dear.
And I do think that was COVID.
Yeah, that's not too far off. Yeah. It was February in New York.
And that would also make sense as to why I didn't get sick at the Queens trip if all my friends got sick. Like maybe it was COVID and I had already had it. I was like I was patient zero in New York.
Oh jeez. I remember talking about that trip in hindsight. He came to visit me for a few days. And then I remember us talking about it after COVID had hit, and then he was like, I'm pretty sure I had COVID from that trip. And the more I think about it, the more I'm like, probably, because it was definitely already in New York by February.
Yeah,
because we shut down like early to mid-March. Mm-hmm. I used to remember the exact day. I don't remember anymore, but I'm pretty sure it was definitely in New York, and we were not wearing masks or anything. We were just like going out doing whatever we wanted. It's very possible that
and the timeline adds up because they didn't like find any cases of COVID in February because they weren't searching for it.
Yeah.
But it was most definitely in New York at the time.
Oh, 100%. Dude, New York got hit really, really hard. It was very, very bad, so I'm not surprised that it was probably here in February. But I do think that does bring me, because you brought up Queens, I did want to ask you this. I did want to ask you about things that we used to do pre-COVID that, like, you cannot physically, like, in this state in 2022, you cannot believe that we used to do that and that did not give us, like, full body shivers. Like, completely, like, so anxious.
I mean, oh my God. Okay, I have a good one. So, you know how, like, during the summer, I'll go back to Vancouver and I'll spend, like, basically the entire day, like, just outside, like, playing basketball or whatever. But yeah, during the summer, I'll usually, like, go out, play, basketball with my friends, on, like, the outdoor courts, which, obviously, there's dirt and stuff, right? And you're playing with a basketball that bounces on the floor, like, multiple times.
Oh, gross.
And bounces back to your hands. And by the time, like, we're done after, like, playing ball for, like, 3 hours, our hands are just black. Oh. And back in high school, after we spent 3 hours outside playing ball, I'd be like, hey, you guys want to go grab something to eat? And we hit up the mall, go get a burger, and I wouldn't wash my hands. And I would eat, just clench onto that burger with my dirty ass hands. Like, no, like, with no issue with it whatsoever.
Okay. That did not answer my question at all, because you should not have been doing that, pandemic or no pandemic.
Okay, yeah, but the pandemic changed my perception.
Because,
like, now I'll sanitize my hands after touching a jacket at, like, H&M.
I know.
Now I'm so scared.
I can't. That is disgusting. That is, like, who raised you? It was not an Asian mother. If that's what you were doing. That's so gross.
I mean, if I didn't catch COVID from New York, and I, like, that means I just never caught COVID, because I haven't gotten sick since the pandemic started. So maybe that it's just, like, yes, my immune system is just super strong now because I literally ate dirt off my hands.
That is super gross. I have nothing against eating dirt.
Wait, what?
What a statement that is.
Hold on.
I am a firm believer that kids should eat more dirt because then it makes them stronger. There's a lot of, you know, like, kids are really sheltered and they're like, no, don't touch that, it's dirty, blah, blah, blah. Especially because of COVID. Well, now, obviously now it's kind of fair. But before COVID, like, I was a firm believer that kids should eat more dirt.
Wow. Yeah, put that on a poster.
I just think that they'd be stronger from it.
Parents, make your kids eat dirt.
Whatever. Okay, anyway, that's really gross. I was expecting answers more like, oh, when we used to go to a concert and, you know, it was like breathing on each other and stuff.
Dude, I'm still fine with that.
Yeah, I think I've actually gotten pretty comfortable. One thing I did, I'm going to bring this up, and I mean, I guess it's not a big deal anymore, but Jeffrey used to vape a lot. We used to just sit in his car or my car, and he would just, like, fill the car with vape. It was, okay, it was really cringe now, okay, thinking about it, because we used to call it hotboxing, which is just not what hotboxing is. Hotboxing is obviously with weed, not vape. But Jeffrey used to do it with vape and fill the car with, like, the smoke. And I just think about it now, and I was like, I was just sitting in literally your breath.
Oh my God.
and ew. Because we purposely, you wouldn't open windows on purpose. Like, we wouldn't let any of it out. It was literally meant to just trap us. And it wasn't, there were times where it wasn't even just you. Like, you would get your friends and, like, three of you would be vaping, and a whole, I was just breathing in three people's air. And they're, like, spit particle. How gross is that?
Yeah, you're locked in this, like, tiny confined space. And then step out of it smelling like cantaloupe.
Strawberry shortcake. Like. And that's one of those things that I was like, wow, I, like, can't believe I used to do that and I wasn't, like, terrified for my life.
I do want it on the record that I didn't do it because I thought it was cool. I did it because it was during, like, our lunch breaks in high school. and it was in the parking lot of the high school in the student parking section. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm not supposed, like, I can't just let, you know, all that vape out and just for, okay, you know, a teacher to walk down and just see, like, my car just covered in fog.
This is fully untrue because we did it not on campus at times.
No, you know how I know that's fake news? Because I always kept my windows down no matter how cold it was so people could listen to my hip-hop music.
Oh, my God. You should have stopped. You should have stopped before. Oh, God. I have so many stories of Jeffrey and I trying to be cool, but also angsty at the same time. And all the car accidents we got into and all the stupid stuff we did. We could, obviously, we'll talk about those in the coming podcast. There's too much to talk about in 30 minutes. But, yeah, I remember you used to blast your music and open all the windows in, like, -4. Because cool kids did that. You had to have your windows open.
Oh, my God. Now whenever I'm, like, driving around and I see another high school kid with his N on in the back, and I see his windows down blasting, like, some hip-hop music, I'm just like, wow, I really used to look like that and be like that. I don't know if I'm just, like, becoming a boomer, but...
I remember we used to drive, like, on the highway with the windows down, and anyone who's ever been in a car before knows that that is a horrible experience. Like, driving on the highway with the windows down while you're trying to converse with somebody is fully impossible, but for the sake of the aesthetic, we used to just do it and scream at each other.
We'd have the music, like, full blast, too.
It was all purely so that when we passed a car on the highway, they would be like, yeah, they're cool. And it was like, that wasn't at all what anyone was thinking. It's okay. We've come a long way. I hope. So we want to do a segment on here. I guess we're going to call it the big question because we haven't really come up with anything
better.
I just
wrote the big question.
Jeffrey, will you marry me? No. We thought it would be fun for both of us to come up with a bunch of questions, be they philosophical or funny or whatever, just something that makes you think and might yield a amusing response. We're not going to tell each other the question beforehand, of course, but we're going to probably take turns each podcast, like, asking each other our big question. And so I think I am the big question for today.
Yeah.
And
I did not come prepared, so.
Okay, so it's classic, so it's going to be me. And I have a question, actually. I asked Dhruva this question, and he really liked it, so I think it's going to be fun. Also, Dhruva is our best friend. He will probably be on one of these podcasts eventually. Love you, Dhruva. Shout out to Dhruva.
Yeah, you don't sound clingy.
Dhruva noticed me. Dhruva takes me back. It's been 20 minutes. I know you're online. My question was posed to me, actually, in my philosophy class this year. So,
oh, boy.
Yeah. So I have a fun story about it after you answer, but I need to know how you answer it first.
All right.
Okay. So if your best friend, who is also your roommate, so let's say that you have a best friend and you live with them.
Okay.
They, hypothetically, let's say they are a hard drug dealer. So not just weed, but let's say that they sell, like, okay, I'll just say, okay, they're a hard drug dealer, okay? So... You know, not weed, not like the typical recreational drugs. Okay, so they sell hard drugs. And let's say they're out of the house one day, but you are home and a cop shows up at your door and asks about them. So they don't have evidence yet, but they're saying, we have word that this person is selling drugs, hard drugs. We know you're their roommate. Can you tell us anything? Do you know anything about it? They're basically asking you to turn them in. Would you turn them in? Or would you lie and turn them away?
Man, I like that question. Wait, this was in your philosophy class?
It was. We're talking about ethics, so.
Okay, well, given my roommate right now is one of my best friends. Mm-hmm. So it's not hard to imagine him, like, okay, well, he would never deal drugs. Okay, I worded that terribly. He would never deal drugs, but it's not hard to imagine, like, you know, the scenario.
Yes.
But...
A good, it's your best friend. Like, it's not just a roommate. It's a good friend.
In this scenario, I assume there's no, like, concrete evidence against either of us.
No. And, I mean, also, hypothetically, if they did ever come to you, you could just honestly be like, I didn't know he was.
Yeah.
From me, too.
That's true.
You know.
But, yeah, either way. Yeah, either way, like, I don't think I'd throw him under the bus.
No, you wouldn't?
Nah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes. So I agree. Obviously, I was like, absolutely, I would not. So this question was posed in my philosophy class, and he asked the class to raise their hand if they would turn him in, and to raise their hand if he wouldn't, right? And the majority of the class said, like, no, I would not turn my best friend in. Like, that's my best friend, ride or die. Like, snitches get stitches, you know what I mean, right? And then a few people raised their hand when he said, like, would you turn them in? And the people, when they raised their hand, you know, they raise their hand looking all like high and mighty. I'm on a moral high ground. Like, I am turning them in because it's for the greater good, right? And I remember texting my best friend when I was in this class. And I was like, dude, I'm looking around this class right now. And he just posed this question. And all of these people said they would snitch. And I'm looking around this class and I'm like, you are the people that cannot be trusted. I was looking at them and I was like, okay, so, like, mental note, like, don't be friends with any of you because you're going to turn on all of us, like, in a second. Like, they did not even hesitate. They were like, yes, I would turn my best friend in. Like, that's a stupid question. What? I remember texting my friend. I was like, dude, like, would you turn me in? And she was like, absolutely not. And I was like, I know. I thought that was, like, the rule of friendship.
I think it is, like, you know, the common opinion not to turn in your friend.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And it was super bizarre. And he asked some of the people that raised their hand, like, why wouldn't you? And they were like, well, you know, we have to hold these people accountable. Like, you're letting them get away with these, like, crimes. And I was like, oh my god, these are the people that, like, definitely called noise complaints in high school.
Yo, those are like future Karens in the making, bro.
Exactly. I was listening to this and I was like, ugh, dude, just say you're a killjoy and move on.
Not that me and Alexis condone hard drugs. Man, you should have recorded, like, those people, like, raising their hands and, like, the question being asked, and then track down their friends and just send it to them.
Hey, you know your friend? You know your friend?
They're gonna, any of you are drug dealers, be careful.
These people can't be trusted. Yeah, I thought that was a good question. It came up in my class, and I was
That's
like,
good.
Oh, perfect.
I like that one.
Use it on Jeff.
But we are running out of time.
Yes.
But
yes.
Thank you for listening.
It was a lot of fun.
Hope you guys enjoyed.
Thanks for listening.